Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to Success Hackers. I'm here with my co-host, Jeff Willinger.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Barb. How are you?
Oh, fantastic, Jeff. And I'm so excited that we have Kelly Alexa on our show today. And before we get to her, we'll just give a little bit of an intro about ourselves. If you haven't listened to Success Hackers before, Jeff and I are the co-founders of Social Media Club Chicago. We've had a lot of fun together, over 60 different events. I have a company that specializes in training and marketing. I have a blog, Wired PR Works. And Jeff, you are on the inside with social media. You want to tell us
all
about
the
right point?
Sure. As a matter of fact, I do. I travel all. RightPoint is sort of a hybrid agency technology consulting firm with a real sweet spot for internal communications. What I personally do is help companies figure out how to communicate better internally, and we use different platforms for that, everything from SharePoint to Yammer to Salesforce, and it's been one of those things that companies are trying to get their arms around, so very excited about what I do.
And Jeff is also an ambassador for Kelly's company, Fitfluential, and so he's an athlete.
I definitely like to get out. The real reason why I do run so much is because I like to eat cheeseburgers and pizza so much. That is definitely no secret. And Kelly, I know I'm going to catch you off guard, but you are sort of my hero. I've known you for, 7 or 8 years, and you've bounced around, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, this Fitfluential came onto the scene. And, of course, me being an athlete, I was curious about it. And the way you built this up, and I'm very passionate about communities, external communities and internal communities, but your external-facing community is just that, – that's the secret sauce to Fitfluential. And maybe you could, just expand on that for a few minutes. First of all, tell us how you started it. And, tell us your vision for this idea of getting all your ambassadors. And I don't know, are we called something besides Fitfluential people? I don't know.
Well, Jeff, I have certain names that I have for you. I have several names that I call you, and they're all with true affection and admiration. But and I too work out because I like cheeseburgers and pizza. Probably cheeseburgers first. One of the things that you touched on, I would say, whenever I'm talking to new clients, they'll say, "Well, wow, you guys have had such tremendous growth. What do you attribute that to?" And I have always said from day one until now, what I didn't expect was that a community – I need to turn my text down on my – sorry – that this community would grow as fast as it did. And that, I think, it is the special sauce, if you will, that has made us really different than anyone else. There's a lot of blogger networks out there. There's a lot of, I'd say predominantly blogger networks, but Fitfluential became a movement, and people were really rallying around the hashtag. And for me, I think that's partially about fitness. When somebody decides to change their body and improve their health, this, Jeff, you get very excited about it, and you want to share that excitement because you with others, and you want them to improve upon their lives. You want them to feel the way that you do and have the energy and get the rush of, doing a marathon and your first half marathon or your first 5K. It's such a rush, and it changes everything. And little simple things like, hey, now I can eat cheeseburgers and not feel as bad about it, and I can go to happy hour with my friends and enjoy that 600 calorie margarita because I'm active. I definitely think that people rallied around Fitfluential as a community versus, oh, this is so exciting. It's a blogger influencer network. People don't get crazed about that. They get crazed about the fact that we've brought together this all-inclusive community of like-minded individuals with similar passions. And to me, I hadn't seen anything like that done before. There were a lot of fitness groups or fitness associations that were online and offline. You know, we all have runners groups in our towns. We have, if you think about online, there were associations or organizations like bodybuilding.com or like Runner's World magazine, or if you're into yoga, there was Yoga Journal magazine. But everything was separate. There was nothing that was all-inclusive that let you kind of enter into this community, mix and mingle, find people that did CrossFit but were also vegan, find people that did yoga and were also runners or were branching out into running. And the bottom line is the commonality we all have is passion, positivity, excitement about life change and wanting to spread that. So absolutely, it was this community that has propelled us into going from, you know, in April 2011, we were two people and a website. I thought we would be a little side consulting gig that I would do that would let me quit my job. But instead, now we're at 15,000 members, reaching collectively over 300 million people a month. We're global. And our number one problem is keeping up with demand, keeping up with the sales that are, you know, blowing into our door every day, keeping up with the growth of ambassadors, keeping up with the growth of the consumer members. All of these things are blessings, and they keep us from having a lot of sleep, but it's a wonderful thing. And, yes, I would absolutely attribute that to the community and the movement.
I would say that that's a phenomenal story. Everyone would agree with you, Kelly. And what I would really like to have you talk about a little bit is how you fit into it, because the way I remember you is one of the very first bloggers, one of the first people who really were confident enough to get on the internet and do a blog that had a video in it with you talking. So you're really on the front end. And you also made some major inroads by hosting events like bringing Gary Vee into Chicago. So, yes, I think the community is a big part of it. But when we look at your own personal network, how would you say that you built that up, and what that part does that play in Fitfluential success?
That's a great question. And sometimes when I say that, I feel silly because people say that all the time. That's a great question, Barb. But it's like usually when people say that, I think they're, you know, needing to pause and go, what was the question again? But no, you make a really good point, and I'm glad because I want to call attention to this. You know, when I started this company, so I started a blog back in 2007 when I say it wasn't as chic to be a blogger. For me, I had started getting interested in fitness when I read the book Body for Life by Bill Phillips, and I went online. Like, you know, this is probably when I was starting to think about that vision for Fitfluential without realizing it. I went online after reading that book, and I wanted to find more recipes. That was the first time I had to go buy protein powder, and I didn't understand what to look for. I didn't understand what fat burners were, all this kind of stuff. And I, at that time, there weren't as many blogs, but I got into forums, if that's telling you the time, you know. And I found folks on forums. I found other individuals, and then I found a lot of bloggers. I was reading their blogs, and I remember what a moment it was for me when they actually commented back to me on their blog. It was like, wow, this superstar that I look up to is commenting back to me. So I started a blog really for accountability. I never in my life, when I started my blog, thought, I'm going to put a blog up, I'm going to use SEO tactics, I'm going to get, you know, a subscriber list. I kid you not, I just put a subscriber option on my blog this past weekend. I'm a little late to the game on certain things. But
oh, wow.
Again, I didn't start my blog to make money. That like bloggers do now. You know, they start their blog and they're like, I'm going to be on Food Network tomorrow. I never thought that way. It was an accountability thing and a way for me to make friends. But as you said, Barb, the second that I remember it was another girl. I wish I could remember her name, but she was doing vlogs. And I'm like, I should do videos. And that $500 that I invested in a Sony camcorder and a tripod is the best thing I ever did. And it was one of those, just trust your gut. Something in my gut was telling me to do it. And it was that, starting to do vlogs, and I never thought out my vlogs. I'm sure that both of you have seen them, so you're probably nodding your head right now going, she doesn't think of her blogs or her videos. I just put it up on the counter and I start shooting, and I talk about what's going on that day. I don't have a script. I don't do any editing, and it's really worked for me, but people responded to that, and that, when I started adding video, my website traffic quadrupled, and suddenly the world of social media for me, it opened up. That's when Ford and Scott Mahoney recruited me to be part of the Ford Fiesta movement. That's when I met Gary Vaynerchuk. And all of the things that I kind of threw out there that I wanted to do started to happen because people would follow me on Twitter. They'd click over to my YouTube channel, and they're like, I know this girl. Much different than just being on social. And it was during that time, I think it was 2007, 2000, really 2008 and 2009, the company that I was working for went bankrupt. So I was unemployed for 13 months. That is probably the timeline that I really dove in to social media. And I'll keep referencing this. I just trusted my gut. There was something in me. My dad was yelling at me like, why aren't you getting a job? And I was trying. And Jeff, as a salesperson, you know, salespeople usually can always get a job. But in the end of 2008, early 2009, with the market the way it was, I could not get a job. But something told me I should be staying at home. I should be on Twitter. I should be figuring this out. I should be posting more videos. And I did it. I connected with folks like David Armano, like you guys. Both of you were people I connected with early on. Social Media Club Chicago, huge part of me connecting with great people and choosing to do bigger and better things. And it's also part of, I know you're going to ask me three tips later, but that's, you know, two things are part of my tips, trusting your gut and also building relationships. I've known you guys for how many years? You know, since 2009, I'm guessing. And it's relationships that have helped me do everything I'm doing. But absolutely my quote unquote, using air quotes over here, my personal brand is what allowed me to start this company and build this company because people knew me and they trusted me. They felt like we've seen this girl. She knows what she's talking about. She isn't just one of those folks that got a Twitter account 5 minutes ago and is calling herself a consultant. She's using this stuff. She's active. She has relationships. She understands business. Absolutely, it was probably one of the best investments of my time that I've ever done, if that makes sense.
Wow. I'm just glad we beat you to the punch when it came to a podcast, Kelly.
Yeah, right.
Truth be told, you're much better looking on video than I am. So that was also a great move for you. So, wow, those were some amazing tips, Cal.
Thank you. I have
Absolutely.
A lot more. Just keep asking me questions.
Well,
Go ahead. Go ahead, Barb.
I was just going to say, I've seen your influence in action. The last time I think I saw you when we went out together was on the roof of the Art Institute of Chicago, and we were there with the brand. And just seeing everyone come up and talk to you that knew you on Twitter was amazing. I was sitting there with a celebrity, and it was what a night. But it's a testament to the fact what you say, relationships are so important, and you just have to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about, Kelly, where do you see this going? I mean, I don't think that selling this is in the back of your head. Maybe it is. I don't know. But this is like your life now. You are the brand. Tell me, we're Instagram. We're connected in every channel. But, of course, in real life is the best. But tell me where you see this going. I mean, more brands. I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk. Well, of course I'm allowed to talk about some of the Barb asked me earlier, what are some of the projects that I work with you on? And, of course, the most recent being the Lumia Nokia phone. But you also mentioned a new Iron Man Timex that's coming out or something mm-hmm. like that, that, of course, someone like me would be very, very interested in. you've got me, and again, I'm using the air quotes now, the hookups for a number of different triathlons and half marathons and this and that. And, of course, I'm very good about talking about it, but what do you see? What's next?
And I just want to make sure I'm understanding. Are you asking what's next for the company, for Fitfluential,
yes.
or, you know,
yes.
for me? Which I guess it would be more Fitfluential, but I just want to make sure I'm answering the question and not boring you.
Sure. No.
Yes?
Both.
Okay. You know, for Fitfluential, I mean, everything you just said there, what we have evolved from, and it really has been an evolution, in particular the past, I'd say, year, 9 months to a year. And there was certainly a phase in this business where I finally realized, like, wow, this is not just kind of a side thing. This really is something bigger than I ever, ever dreamed. And once I really understood what our capabilities were and what we were becoming and what we had the potential to become far more than anything I ever, ever again could have had the vision to see. I really took the reins and started to learn more about the business stuff I didn't know when I started. That's something, too, I've become very passionate about is using my, hey, this is what I learned, and passing that on. And I've found that entrepreneurs are that way. They want to share those tips and insights and help others and learn the things earlier that they didn't know, that they wish they would have known. But for Fifth Financial, what is most exciting, I'm more excited about the business this year going forward than I have been probably the first 3 years together, because we have evolved from, we started off as like a fitness blogger network, if you will. Yeah, we had YouTubers in there, but we were predominantly bloggers. And really what we did was to make it as simple as possible. You know, brands like, you know, some of our clients, GNC, Under Armour, Puma, Reebok, Verizon Wireless, you know, Lenovo, all of those types of clients who I'm just, sometimes I pinch myself when I say these are my clients, that I get to walk into Reebok World headquarters and talk to these people, and they're like, tell us what to do. How do we reach that consumer? But what we've done in the first part of the business was these brands would come to us and they go, you've got that community and you've got the people that can take our products and market our products to their audience. And that's been done by a lot of other organizations. I won't be silly and say that that is our unique competitive advantage, because there's a lot of organizations out there that do influencer outreach or connect folks with bloggers. What has happened as we've transformed, and this is what we're now changing the business, we're evolving this business and growing the business, is, again, as that community grew, as our hashtag took off, we realized that we were far more than just bloggers and influencers. Jeff, you're a perfect example of somebody that our brands want to connect with, because you know what? You're not 22. You're not devoting your life full time to a blog. You know, a lot of our bloggers, that's great, but they're experts. They're trainers. They've been doing, you know, some kind of fitness pursuit for a while. There's a whole world that the three of us on this call are familiar with, and that's people that have full time jobs, people that fit in fitness and eating right. You know, Barb, I remember sitting down with you and hearing your story about how you had, I think that to one of the Tony Robbins seminars, and you changed the way you ate. But you're not blogging about that full time. You're not writing about marathons or yoga full time. There's a whole world of everyday people that are into sports and health and wellness and eating better and taking, you know, a proactive approach to their fitness and their wellness, but they're not blogging about it full time. And we started to realize we had the ears of these people. We had these people, you know, listening and tuning into our Twitter chats and paying attention to our Facebook page, following a lot of our people. But what we are evolving to now, considering all of that, is it's one thing for brands to come to us and say, here's my product, tell people how awesome it is so they can buy it. But now we're evolving into, okay, guess what? We know what people like Jeff want to buy for their running habit. We know what CrossFitters want as far as if they're not going to pay $150 fees for a CrossFit box experience. What do they want to have at their home gym? We know for women that need sports bras, what their biggest complaints are about apparel and what they're not getting. And we can work with apparel brands and tell them how to make a better sports bra and any apparel company. It's consumer insights. That's where this company is evolving. And it's really exciting on that aspect, because I find that tremendously interesting and rewarding. Because, again, think about it, Jeff, when you run and you have definite opinions on the types of socks that are best for when you're running a marathon and the types of food and what you use and cook to on a daily basis so that you can, you know, if you pack lunch to bring down to the office, the things that are important to you so that you can continue to chase that pursuit are very important to you, and you want to share it, but you also probably have opinions like, gosh, you know, I wish somebody would invent this so I could take my phone with me when I run. Those are the types of insights that I think are so awesome that we can now provide to brands to go, this is what you need to develop. And then that way, it's helping the people that are passionate about pursuing health and wellness and fitness, because then they get the stuff that's designed for them. They felt like they were a part of that. The brands are excited because they're like, I am tuned in to the people that are my customer. And that means if it's a 17-year-old high school athlete, if it's a, you know, 39-year-old athletic director coach at a college, if it's a doctor working with some of my sports brands, these are all things now that are happening that are well beyond, you know, a typical blogger or influencer network. And that is really where we're evolving. And then the last part of that evolution is because we are now representing everyday folks, doctors, lawyers, people with full-time jobs, sports is really becoming a huge influx. Independent practitioners, you know, think about folks locally like chiropractors, massage therapists, you know, all these people that want to connect with these types of individuals on a local basis. They're also a huge influx. What I love now is if you guys look at fitfluential.com, that's like a very soft but not yet soft. It's a heavy plug. We had to, you know, totally change fitfluential.com to address these consumers. We needed a place where they could start, and they were asking us, again, give me recipes, give me workouts, give me advice on the best running shoes, and what are the best accessories if I run outside, or CrossFitters, you know, what are great paleo recipes? This is where we changed the approach there and tested out. Again, someone on my team went with their gut and tested out something where they had resistance to their ideas before, but they tested out a content strategy. In 9 months, we've increased traffic there 255% year over year. The unique monthly views are up 355%. We're growing so fast, we typically will look at the traffic there every 3 days. And this, again, was done completely word of mouth, completely like under the radar without us even promoting it. And it's extraordinary. But now if you look at all that content there, it's not a post that says, Jeff, you mentioned Timex. It's not a post that says, this is an awesome watch. It'll say, you know, 5 tips to get you, you know, running your best first half marathon, sponsored by Timex. We weave the brands in behind the topics. And that to me is what I'm most excited about. So the part two that I'm most excited about is that we actually get to lead the conversation. We actually get to teach folks, you know, that are new to fitness, that are just getting started on their health and wellness journey. Hey, do you want to start eating better? And you think that you can't because you travel for business and you're on the road and you're entertaining clients? Yes, you can. Here's some tips for corporate travelers. Here's some tips for high school athletes. Here's, you know, how to get started running. Those are all the things that you shouldn't have to search for, and they're all there. And to me, that gets me really excited because we can start to make an impact on this crazy health and obesity epidemic that's in this country. I know I'm on my soapbox, but I'm very passionate about it, and that's where we can use what we've created for good.
Amazing.
Thank you.
The way you say that's how you weave the brands into the topics, and you're really making the world a better place for everyone, which I think you've got that two-way conversation going, which when we got started with social media, we really hoped that would happen, but you're really bringing it alive and taking it beyond social media. And so for those of you who are listening, it is fitfluential.com, and we will have a link up in the description. But Kelly, I know you started to mention two of your tips. You mentioned two. Do you want to give us your success tips for those that are listening? And they can either be fitness tips or they could be like entrepreneur tips, whatever you like, or maybe both.
Okay, I'll do, how about this? And will you be upset with me if I had four instead of three?
No! I like it. You've always got to have the stretch goal, right?
So my four tips, I guess these would be more about, you know, business, but, you know, business life, you know, whatever you want to do in life. I referenced this before, but number one is I've always said this, relationships first. And I guess for me, when I wrote that down here, I was like, thinking of relationships first in a business scenario. You know, my last boss was one of the reasons I founded this company, because I really didn't have, at the time, we're friends now, but at the time I had a very rough relationship with him. He managed me in a way I was not used to and questioned a lot of things. And I always joke that, you know, he didn't really have much of a bedside manner, but to him, he was just a hardcore, like, get to the sale, get to the close. I'm a salesperson, and I've been doing sales for the better part of 15 years, but I believe the reason I've been effective is when I walk in the door, I don't lead with, let me get out my PowerPoint and do a presentation. I get to know the person. And if I don't get the sale that day or even 6 months from now, I don't write that person off. And that's what I've noticed is that people in business, they're myopic. And they think, you know, I got to get this now. And if not, I'm just going to move on. And I've seen it way too many times. And you know, we mentioned folks like Connie Burke earlier with General Motors. You know, I met her with the two of you at an event downtown for, gosh, what was that car? Was it the Camaro or I don't remember what it was, but I stayed friends with these people for a long time, and a lot of the people that have brought me, you know, brands and clients, these are people that I either met at my last job when I worked at NMS, or I met, you know, 6 years ago, and then they'll come back. You know, I stay connected with them on LinkedIn, but I also make sure I check in with them. I don't use people as, what can you do for me right now? And that's kind of, I would say, my tip 1B is, you know, don't make it just about what someone can do for you. You should make it about what you can do for other people first. Now, I understand that sounds very Oprah, but it really is true. I mean, I think about things like Gary Vaynerchuk. You know, when I brought him and I hosted his book tour here, I did so much work for that event. I will not even share, but it cost me a lot of money. That was good for me, absolutely. But I did it because Gary is the person that inspired me to do this business. And it was that video at the Web 2.0 speech, however many years ago, that encouraged me to, like, this is what I can do. And I connected with him. He inspired me, and he encouraged me. And I wanted to make his Chicago event the best possible, you know, stop on the tour. So relationships first, keep your relationships going, do things for other people, even when you don't even know that they could do things for you, it comes back. I cannot tell you guys how many times I'll pick up the phone and ask somebody, you know, can you do this? Can you help me out? And they'll say, I'll do anything for you, Kelly, just name it. That, you can't put a price on that. So, you know, relationships, that's probably my number one tip and takeaway. You know, don't just be business all the time. Learn about people, care about people. It'll pay off. It'll pay off in the long run. Number two, I mentioned this to you guys before, trust your gut. In the early days when I founded FitFluential, I was very still insecure. I didn't give myself enough credit. I felt like I had to have other people. Jeff, I remember talking to you about the company, and you're like, well, wait, you know, you're giving up a solid salary and the benefits. And I'm like, I kept asking other people to tell me what to do instead of trusting my gut. And the number one thing that changed is now I trust my gut, and I don't ask for people to verify that or validate that for me. Definitely something I say to everybody, trust your gut. Three, step out of your comfort zone. Me being an entrepreneur, me starting this business, me doing something that had never been done before, you know, our model is completely different. This is not my comfort zone. It is now, but it certainly wasn't. And to step out, quit my job, have no money in the bank, no employees, no PR, no business blueprint, no idea what I was doing, that was jumping off the cliff for me. But it's the best thing I ever did. And you know what? Once you step out of that comfort zone, you'll never go back. Then you know, it's like your first sale. Then you want more. So definitely something I'd encourage. And then number four kind of plays off of what I said earlier, but don't look for approval. You know, don't. This is something I've learned as a, you know, it's like a personal thing, but also a professional thing. If you're always looking for approval and endorsement of other people, and for everybody to like what you're doing, and even internally, if you have staff, to get everybody on the same page and liking, giving a thumbs up and agreeing, you will never get anywhere. In fact, as I'm saying this, I'd almost say this might be number one or tied with number one with relationships. You know, when you trust your gut, you've got to make some decisions that people are not going to be crazy about. You cannot get up every day and do what you do hoping to make everybody happy and give you the, you know, give you that look of approval or that sign off of approval. Do what you know is right, because that's the only way that you'll get you know, further. If you've read any of the biographies out there of some of the best people in business, you know, whether it's Steve Jobs or Amazon or any of these great business books, I'm looking at these on my bookshelf, they had a lot of folks that were like, you're crazy. This is stupid. This is a bad decision. You're going to have some bad decisions. But if you always try to be a pleaser and make everybody happy, you will get stuck. You will never get far unless you start trusting your gut, step outside of that comfort zone, but stop looking for approval because you don't need it. And that, to me, is, again, almost as important as number one.
Wow. Wow. I got to tell you, so I had predicted, I feel like we were on Family Feud or something, and I was predicting your top four, and I got two of them. One that I had predicted that you did not say, and this is you all the way, and especially after people get to know you, is being authentic, because you are truly one of the most authentic people I know. And I guess that's sort of mixed into your top four, but I was just thinking of that as you were going through your list.
Can I add, I'm sorry, I just thought of this because I was telling, I'm mentoring this one great gal in our Fitfluential group, and I said this to her on Friday in our session, and it made me think of this too, because I will say that this is a lesson I've learned, and you'll see me that I'm doing this differently, but I think a lot of people, when they start off, this is something I'd encourage, and I know we're going well over 15 minutes, I apologize, but you probably should have expected that with me. but my vlogs, that's what my PR lady's doing, is going, you know, you got to cut it down. You got to get past 20 minutes. I'm like, I'm working on it. The number five that I would say is don't feel that it's wrong for self-promotion or to, you know, ask folks to help you, you know, hey, can you share this article or whatever. That's what I didn't do in my early days of blogging. I never wanted to be that person, and I would joke about it. I never wanted to say, hey, here's my latest blog post, and I never wanted to push anything on my blog. If I would share reviews, you know, I'd certainly be like, this is awesome if you like it, but I'm not pushing it because I never wanted to be that pushy salesperson. But what I've realized in retrospect, and especially now when I see some of my influencers that are, you know, going out and getting book deals and that are making an obscene amount of money with what they're doing, you know what? None of them are those people that are embarrassed to say, subscribe to my blog. Hey, if you like my videos, please subscribe. I think of all these crazy YouTube girls that have made me buy more makeup in my life than I've ever bought before. But you know what? They're professional. They promote themselves. It's appropriate. And it's not hurting anybody. You know, if you do a makeup video and you say, please subscribe below, follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter, check me out here, guess what? The people that like that content will subscribe. And that's something I never did the first 3 years. I'm just starting to do it more proactively now. And further, I'm proactively promoting other people. With you guys, it, you know, if people come to me and say, I've got this, you know, blog podcast I want to have you guys share, share it for other people. It comes back to you. But definitely do more proactive sharing of yourself and don't apologize for it. And then secondly, do that for other people. It comes back to you.
Great advice. Wow. I've been taking notes, Kelly. I think I'm up to 6 pages.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Seriously. I called you a hero earlier, or my hero. And I got to tell you, you did not disappoint. We are out of time though for today.
Thank
you. Kelly, Alexa, I mean, obviously we all know how to get a hold of you at Fitfluential. You can find me at probably best places on Twitter at jwillie, J-W-I-L-L-I-E. And, of course, Barb, you could always find her at PR, Wired PR Works.
There you go, Jeff. And it's
I know, I almost blew it there. I almost blew it. Yeah, Wired PR
that's
Works.
Okay.
Or, of course, LinkedIn, Facebook, you could find us all.
Right.
So, yeah, again, thanks, Kelly. Thanks, Barb. Again, just amazing tips. And we'll definitely look forward to next week.
Thank you. Have a great rest of the day.
You too.
Thanks, everybody.
Take care.
Bye.